This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toe a little, and remember it's Friday, so you'll enjoy things a little better rest of the day, even with this rather gloomy weather that is out there. Pretty much 50s, either upper 40s or low 50s everywhere. Wappington's got something going. It's balmy there down near 60, but otherwise it's a little chilly out there, some rain conditions, and more on the way. Rainy days at Friday, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. If the radio's locked in on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, or 1460 KLTC, good, thank you. We appreciate you. Now rip off the darn knob. You don't need it anymore. Just keep it right where it's at. Back to more of your calls on whatever you'd like to talk about today on the program. And we've been talking about, I guess we started with, are you disappointed at all in where we find ourselves after a week of the president doing some deals with Democrats? And sort of shifted into, well, Republicans are really the ones to blame. I don't hear anybody mad at Trump for doing this. I hear everybody saying, what do you expect? And I guess until he starts doing things with the Democrats that aren't on his agenda, then we have to say, fine, let's just hope Republicans wake up so the big picture can be shaped from a more conservative vantage point. And the tax reform deal is the most important thing. I really think that is on the table. So anyway, what's your take on that or anything else? I have a Hillary Clinton clip picked out, but as long as you keep calling, I won't play it. See, it's like a little incentive, Todd, to get on the phone. So the lines are quickly filling back up here again, so I don't think anybody wants to hear the... I did put it on my Facebook page. It's kind of a bizarre comment, like most of hers are. And, you know, she's playing more cards. I've run out of cards for her to play. You know, she's a woman. So that's why she lost. See? And her reasoning for that, her explanation of that, is one that has me scratching my head. But I'm not going to play it, and I'm not even going to say it, unless we have a little space between now and the bottom of the hour to do that. Bottom of the hour, Josh Askvig will be here. We're going to talk a little bit about charity scams. To think that happens, but, you know, in other words, you take a good charity, use its name, and then do a scam, or take something that's supposed to be a charity and it's not, do a, you know, scam people, steal money from them. AARP does a really good job of smoking those out, making sure you're aware of them, giving you tools to make sure you know they're legit. And they have some shredding events, too. You know, identity theft is crazy right now. Just crazy. So we'll tell you about that, too, coming up on the program. We have a Facebook post going up a little later on today with the full itinerary of our trip to New York City, November 27th through Saturday, December 2nd. So watch for that. Or just go right to grouptravelplanners.com, grouptravelplanners.com, 952-898-3478. I talked to the folks at Fox News Channel yesterday. And, you know, we're going to Fox and Friends on that Wednesday that we'll be out there in New York City. You're invited to come along. Hotel accommodations, airfare, most of your meals, two Broadway shows, Rockettes, all that included. Going to Trump Tower, 9/11 Memorial Museum. I keep forgetting to talk about the museum we're going to. I don't have time today, but I will, which is going to be a first and I think pretty cool as well. We just got a lot on the agenda. Anyway, the folks at Fox News Channel said, Scott, you're going to be our first tour group in the new Fox and Friends studio. Very first one. It's bigger. It's two levels. You can't even believe it. It'll blow your mind. Then in addition to you getting a chance to high-five with Steve Ducey and Brian Kilmeade and all the great hosts. Oh, is it Ashley? Ashley Allison? I always mix up now the new host, but she's great. Love her. She was there last year. Fantastic. I love Fox and Friends. So very rare to get a tour inside Fox News. That's part of our tour. So Love to have you come along. Send me an email if you want info, scotth@flagfamily.com. If you've never been to New York, a little scared, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. My wife and I have been there many, many times. Love touring, folks. Grouptravelplanners.com, or you can call to sign up if you have been waiting to do that at 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478. Last thing I'll say before I go to the calls, you see that story about the little kid, 11-year-old kid that got to mow the White House lawn, had sent a note in and said he wanted to do that? I got to share that on my Facebook page, too. Folks, that's the real part of Donald Trump. Not that George W. Bush or presidents before him weren't real, you know, in the sense that they're actually, you know, a dad and husband and all that. But Donald Trump has that man of the people thing better than any president in memory. And what's ironic about that, I think it's partly because first time is running as a president. You know, probably wealthier than any of them, yet has that man of the people thing. Gosh, it's so darn cool. I just absolutely love it. Okay, back to the phones. Next, Tom Grand Forks, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Call us. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. I'm listening to you talk about how do you hike camp. I don't remember. You probably remember the call I made back in the 90s when Heidi and I got into it about Bill Clinton's dollar-a-pack cigarette tax. You remember that?
I do not. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I called.
You're saying you called me on the talk show I was doing in Grand Forks back in the 90s?
Right. Heidi Heitkamp was your guest.
Okay.
But anyway, that's a different topic. But what I wanted to talk about was the ex-Marine who called last week and said that the American electorate was, quote, stupid. And I just wanted to go ahead and say I have to agree with that. I've met people who don't know how to do a write-in vote. I've met people who go ahead and Hillary Clinton shouldn't have even gotten 52 votes, not 52 million. All right. And what I want to do is go ahead and give a few scriptures here. Psalm 64, 7 through 8. All right. I will shoot an arrow into the speech and make them stumble. All right. God says to evildoers, about evildoers. Psalm 146:3, do not put your trust in princes, all right? Isaiah 5:20, all right? Woe to those who call good evil and evil good. Jeremiah 17:5, cursed is the man who trusts in man, all right? Now this is wrapped up by lack of knowledge, my people shall die. Hello?
I'm listening, and I hear
right.
you. And I think if you listen to the list you gave there, there's good guidance and wisdom, and I think also it kind of backs up that there's always going to be some people that are going to fall through those cracks, not heed that warning, and not recognize who they're for or what they're standing for. I couldn't.
Well, I can understand, you know, voting for somebody like let's say Hillary Clinton. All right, I can understand getting maybe 1 or 2 million out of our country, but if people don't understand that they're supposed to take a close look at the people they're voting for, you know, I have to admit, that is stupid. You know, you just don't go to the voting booth and vote Democrat because you're a Democrat and vote Republican because you're a Republican.
Right? Yeah, a lot do, though. Tom, some very good points on your part. Very good. You have an extraordinary memory. Remembering a show I did in the 90s in Grand Force, which would have been, I guess, on KCNN then. And with Senator Heitkamp as a guest. Wow. Let's see. Karen in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I may start coughing because of allergies, but I wanted to say that
Thank you for the warning.
I will vote in favor of North Dakota no matter what president there is. And that is the bottom line on her.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying that Heidi Heitkamp, in your view, will vote the North Dakota way, regardless of who is president. But how do you define the North Dakota way? Because I could tell you things she's already voted on that do not have majority opinions in North Dakota that are against what North Dakotans want.
Well, she is always conscious of what's best for North Dakota, and that's why she decides things.
Oh, wait a minute. So that's different then. What you just said there is different than what you said before, because you said she's going to do what North Dakotans want. But now you're saying she knows better than North Dakotans on what they want, and so she'll vote. Maybe it's different than, you know, the poll number or whatever, but she knows better. Is that what you're saying?
She doesn't watch polls to figure out what she should vote for. She votes according to what's best for North Dakota.
Boy, that's a lot of knowledge you're giving her credit for, because I actually think on many issues, for one, let's pick one, the flaring rule, all right? Iran. There's another one. Do you think the North Dakotans wanted Iran to get pallets full of cash to be able to compete against our oil and gas companies? Do you think North Dakotans wanted her to vote against Obama-era regulations on the oil and gas industry that were already in place in North Dakota and working and doing well, and she didn't vote? She was the deciding vote, could have been the deciding vote to repeal those rules, have them gone forever. Karen, we're going to have to agree to disagree, but I appreciate your call. 16 past the hour, more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Bev in Willow City is standing by on deck, and then we're going to go to Minot and talk to Keith right behind Bev. And welcome more of your calls. 258-0550 from your 701 phone call now.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denhuser of Marion. Soybean farmers are currently dealing with herbicide-resistant weeds like water hemp, kochia, common ragweed, and others. Scouting fields and mapping problem areas can help prepare you for the next year. Developing weed maps and monitoring changes over time allow farmers to implement an effective strategy for control. There are many tools available to assist in the mapping process, such as GPS yield monitors, planting monitors, handheld GPS units, drones, imagery, or just highlighting areas on your FSA maps. Having a good map and history can be very beneficial in making tillage, seed trait, and herbicide decisions for years to come. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is trying to do the right thing. And the Republicans, you look at Mitch McConnell. He's dragging his feet, ho-humming around like some backroom dealer Dixiecrat. And Donald Trump wants to get things done. And if he has to deal with the Democrats, fine. He knows who he's dealing with, and he knows how to work them. They think that they're ahead. No, Donald Trump is playing the Democrats like a tune, and he's going to get the job done. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. Welcome others. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. We talk a lot about the pillows that we sleep on. I remember waking up this morning, I don't know, 2 o'clock or something. It's going to sound like a cheesy commercial, but I'm here to tell you, I quickly grabbed my pillow, adjusted a little bit, and have that sort of, oh, perfect feeling, go right back to sleep. And every time I go, I can't wait to tell that story. We love our pillows. They make great gifts, by the way. But besides the pillows, which you'll certainly get a better night's sleep, they have a lot of other items right now that they are giving us an opportunity to sell you at a discount, pretty big discount. One, we got, you know, time we're going to be sitting at volleyball games, basketball games. They have unbelievable all-purpose cushions. This soft but durable seat cushion keeps you comfortable, in bleachers and camping, hunting, wheelchairs, scooters. I mean, you name it. They are absolutely great. The MyPillow for pet is great. Small, medium, and large sizes. The ThermoShield pillow top mattress cover is really good. They have a bolster pillow. Get that perfect lumbar support and stays cool. You place it under your knees while you're lying on your back or between your knees while you're on your side. Great lumbar support when you use it in the office chair or the car. Those kind of things are great. So check them all out at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. All right, 22 past the hour. Let's get back to these calls. That's the buzzer when I'm doing
something wrong. Bunch of people have been texting and now are starting to say, so you guys aren't reading texts anymore? So
No, we are. But when there's callers waiting, we generally give the callers live who call in and also call in off the air the first priority. And then the second we have a break, we go to the texts. Should I change it up a little bit, Todd? Or,
I was to remind you. I reminded you.
Texter here says Hillary Rodham Clinton spent $1.8 billion and Trump spent $0.8 billion. Heidi is smoked. Heidi and Paul Ryan could be twins.
Ooh, ouch.
Don't know what that means unless that's a derogatory comment more about Paul Ryan and what he believes or anything. A texter says it's all about cool, country of origin label. You can tell people where their underwear came from, but not their food. Do you think there's a problem? Get real. What's wrong with putting born and raised in the USA on the label? I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's a good idea. My understanding is it doesn't necessarily help sales a whole ton, but I say do it. If it's a good idea, then everybody ought to do it. But I think the idea that says, okay, you will do it. Here's how much the label will be. Here's what it'll be, da-da-da-da-da, and mandated. That's all I think is bad. I think it's a great idea. You know? Sure. Hello, Scott and Todd. Heidi needs to leave Congress. Chuck Schumer is pulling her strings. Let's deny him that power over us, says Dan in Dickinson. No votes for Heidi at this house, says another. I hope Kevin doesn't run. I assume that's Kramer. Because I'm liking Tom. I assume that's Campbell. Would make for a difficult choice. How about that?
Well, you'd have both in Washington anyway, right? There's two men, there's two positions.
Yeah, well, we don't know if Congressman Kramer is going to run for the Senate seat.
True.
I happen to think that he is. But I don't think he's in any rush to do it because why? You know, you really have to shut off your life, unfortunately, to run for the United States Senate. As Senator Heitkamp has proven, she's not here. She's everywhere else raising money. And that's just the game. So I don't think he's in any rush to do it. And to go to the other caller's point, I don't know that he needs a ridiculous amount of money anyway. You look at $1.8 billion to $0.8 billion, I don't know, not bad. But to your point, if Kevin did, Congressman Kramer said, I am going to run. Obviously, there's lots of other people who've thrown their name in the hat for the, not lots, there's, I think Tom Campbell's the only one officially. Others are talking about it. You'd have then the House race, and it would be fine. A lot of time to figure all that out. Okay, let me go back to the calls, because they are waiting. Now they waited for the texters, and, I'm breaking my own rule. But I hope I got a few in there. If I missed, how many more have I got? Todd always has more than I do.
You're fine. You're okay. Fine.
Bev in Willow City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello there. Earlier, you called you went on your phone. You said that on What's on Your Mind, you said Dorgan didn't run because he knew he wasn't going to win.
Right.
Can I tell you why? And can I give you a few minutes?
Sure.
He knew he wasn't going to win.
Right.
Because we voters in North Dakota told him so. We wrote him at his office. We phoned him. We kept asking him until their phone lines, when you try to call, they'd say they're full. We can't take any more messages.
And his poll number said the same. There were obviously a few events that he decided to hold to try and defend Obamacare, and he was inundated with people against
right.
it. You're right.
Now, we did the same with Pomeroy and Dorgan. Now, I and many voters were doing that. That's what we need to do to get Congress moving. We need to call and phone and get these people going. Now, I'm not computer savvy, but I'm going to get my kids to get the phone number of Mitch McConnell and the Speaker of the House. And they're going to get calls from us, too. And I think, and all I want to ask is that other North Dakota voters get out and speak and write and call until we can get Congress moving. You know the old saying, the squeaky wheel gets attention. And we need to get Congress's attention. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bev. Appreciate it very much. And you, to your point, you're right. It was you and others that ultimately sent that very powerful message to Senator Byron Dorgan. I'd suggest doing the same to Senator Heitkamp. Now, I know it's a little more challenging because she doesn't hold any events. She does not hold town hall events and say, I'm going to be here. Anybody in Bismarck, come see me. I'm going to be in Mandan. Anybody here, come see me. A little press release goes out, a little prearranged event, so it can be shown on a map someday that here's all the places I was at, but they're all prearranged events. So you got to do it yourself. You got to just, let your voice be heard, be part of that. And she works for you, so go where she is. John in Minot, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, on that country of origin labeling, I won't buy any food if I don't know where it's from.
Oh, good, smart man. Then if there are more like you, that'd make a whole lot of sense to do that.
And another thing, if I may, people not only want them illegal immigrants in here to stay for, for future voting, the more people you have in your state, the more congressmen you have, the more electoral votes you have. So it's not only just for future election.
Interesting point, John. Thanks a ton. Appreciate that very much. Texter says, Texas, no flaring. North Dakota can't figure it out. Different ballgame. Texas has been at this a long, long time. We got to get the gathering systems in place. In most places, the federal government is screwing it up, or we would be in better place. All right, more coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What's the safest method to transport oil? Pipelines. Matt Ramsey, president of Energy Transfer Partners of the Dakota Access Pipeline, counters the main claim by protesters that pipelines do not protect the water.
The statistics will tell you unequivocally that transporting hydrocarbons by pipeline is far safer than any other method that's out there. In the case of the Bakken crude that's being transported by rail anyway across this very body of water, statistically, that's a lot riskier proposition than is transporting it by pipeline. And so there's no arguing with the facts or the statistics on that matter, but yet that's not what we got here. We got people that were spreading misinformation about this and doing it very well, by the way. They were very effective in terms of charging up their base of people, but they did it with facts that just were not correct.
Matt Ramsey of Energy Transfer Partners on the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History. Thanks for listening.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
We'll wrap up on the texts, the last segment here. And get you caught up. Got a lot of them, and I thank you. And enough calls that we didn't have to play Hillary Clinton. Remember, I said I had that clip, but I did want to play it because I was kind of curious what you make of her argument on she lost because she's a woman, and when a man is professionally successful, he's seen as more likable. As a woman becomes more professionally successful, she's seen as less likable. I just don't think that's true. I don't, maybe if you're a calculated political type, you think that way. I don't. I think there's nothing more, wonderful than a successful woman, and I don't sit there and say, oh, hey, what's she doing that for? But I don't know. So I did not play it, and I'm not going to get to it today. We will get a couple of texts in, though. We had one texter say he lives in Elgin, and the pheasant numbers are way down. Game and Fish should look into lowering the limit. We're going to have Game and Fish back on here soon, too, so we'll get to a few more of those and also preview tonight's Point of View. With Chris Berg, I'll be on that tonight. West Dakota Fox at 9:30, KX4 at 6:30, so watch your TV. I love North Dakota. Beautiful state. I think most of us would argue living here is really nice. But every once in a while, things can get a little stressful and get a little difficult. And our friends at the AARP have heard you loud and clear. So they're working to make North Dakota a little easier, and life here a little easier for everyone that lives here. Local and state initiatives that benefit you and your family. Financial security, including advocating for access to affordable health care and the protection of important programs like Medicare and Social Security. AARP also helping to support caregivers. We talked a lot about that on this program. Providing them with the resources and tips from fellow caregivers in similar situations. They help prevent predatory scams. We're going to talk about that today. Who would use a charity as a name to try and scam people? It's just unbelievable. But it happens, folks. Same thing with making our roads safer for all drivers and engaging community volunteers to help bring a big state just a little bit closer together. So bottom line, that work the AARP is doing is important to all North Dakotans, no matter what age you are. Stronger communities, helpful resources, a dedicated team of volunteers helping make North Dakota an even better place to live, work, and play. Take a look at what else they're doing in North Dakota, AARP.org/ND. Josh Askvig is the state director of the AARP. Joins us now. Talk a little bit about some charity scams, also some shredding events. Very important to protect your identity. Any questions you have for Josh? Welcome here as well in this segment at 800-228-0550. Josh, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you doing today?
Good, sir. Nice to catch up with you.
It's always good to catch up with you. And, last time we talked about the same subject, but so much has happened since then. We thought it worthwhile revisiting it just to remind people that we're trying to help arm them with tools to spot and avoid frauds and scams so they can protect themselves and their families. And with all of the hurricane stuff, the fires, you have Certainly the Equifax breach, there's a lot of fraud and bad people trying to take advantage of good people trying to help others. And so we want to make sure that people get the information they need to protect themselves. So thanks for having us on.
You bet. And good point on the hurricane relief, because sadly, when you have horrible things like that, the instincts of most of us is, how can I help? And, I want to make sure that I'm doing some good here. And these folks, they crank up their operations. Hey, it's hurricane time. We can go scam some people, get some money that's not going to help a soul. So it's really important you're aware. What advice would you have on that front, first of all, just to know, folks are who they say they are?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that we'd advise people to do. The first thing is, if you're looking to help out, just realize that there are scammers out there trying to take advantage of people's generosity, and they'll pose as fake charities and go to great lengths. And so one of the things we always talk about is, go directly to the charity yourself. You can find the address of a charity's website, either to mail a check or go directly to that charity in person if they're a local charity that are helping out down there, or make sure you type in the website address yourself. Don't click on a link. Make sure you do that yourself. The other thing is, if you do it online, make sure you look for the padlock symbol or the website address to start with the HTTPS, not just the HTTP. Make sure you have the S in there, because that S stands for secure. And realize most charities' websites end in .org, not the .com. So you got to make sure you don't accidentally type .com or type something wrong. The other thing is, there a lot of email comes flying out right around this time, and good charities are sending out emails as well. But we advise you to never really click on a link in an email, no matter how legitimate it looks. Going back to that first piece of advice, go directly to that charity yourself. Type in the charity's website yourself, and make sure you put it in and type it right. The last piece of it is that when you get telemarketers calling you who are supposedly representing a charity, some of those receive a commission for the donations they garner. So, again, going back to the charity itself, making sure you're doing a direct connection with the charity. There are some that try and capitalize. I know there was a huge spike in domain names being bought that contained Irma or Harvey immediately after that. So there's certainly folks trying to take advantage of that. But there are good charities. There are some that are providing assistance. If you're specifically looking at Hurricane Harvey or Hurricane Irma, the American Red Cross, some of the others, AARP set up through our foundation a website and way for people to donate directly. But you can always check out a charity at charitynavigator.org. Their website helps determine if a charity is legitimate, and you can learn how much they collect and if it actually goes to people it's supposed to be helping. So we think it's just important to remind people at this time, with so much fundraising going on and people wanting to help out, and what can I do to make sure they know who it is they're actually giving to, so that their money is going to good, not into scammers' pockets that they're keeping for themselves, not helping others.
So the rule of thumb, just overall though, would be sort of decide on a charity you think would be pretty good and contact them, right? I mean, you're going to be a little worried if they're contacting you, and that's where things can go bad, right?
I think you sum that up perfectly, Scott, which is, if you have people reaching out to you, I would always be skeptical and cautious. I would always take that with a breath and say, thanks for letting me know, let me check it out, and then you yourself go to that charity directly and check it out. Either find if there's a local branch in your community, find out, or if there's a state branch in North Dakota, to contact them directly, find their phone number directly and call them rather than having them call you. Or if they're emailing you, again, same thing, don't click on the link, because even some of them aren't even necessarily trying to raise money. They're trying to get into your computer to hack you or do some other bad things as well. And so you don't want to put yourself in that position. And so just thinking about it, how do you reach out directly to that charity, and how do you make sure that you know who it is you're dealing with, and always be skeptical if you have people reaching out to you in that manner.
I don't know if you recommend this, but I tend to do this. I pick a charity, right, and just sort of stick with them and find one. Salvation Army is a good example. I've heard some folks during this call some talk about Samaritan's Purse, or ones they know go into disasters all over, and you follow them and you sort of understand what they do, and just pick one you know is doing good work, and you can trust them, and rather than sort of add to the confusion when something like that happens. And it isn't just storms; it isn't just these natural disasters. I mean, this stuff goes on all year long, right?
Absolutely, it goes on all year long, and I think your point about knowing and having trusted charities that you've done business with, if you know they're helping on a cause that you trust, is certainly a good one. I think the other thing is, if you see a new charity and it seems like they're legit or they're good, again, reach out to them. Check and see if they're listed with a Better Business Bureau. Go to the CharityNavigator.org site. Talk to family and friends if they've had any experience donating to that organization. Check it out. Make sure you know who it is that you're dealing with and who it is you're turning over money to quote-unquote help, so that it does actually reach the intended recipients, not some scammer's pocket, instead of where it's supposed to go.
Chatted with Josh Asler today from the AARP North Dakota State Director, talking a little bit about charity scams, making sure it's legit, what to look for. Any resource people could count on where they could go to find out some more about the things you've talked about today, Josh?
Well, everything we've talked about today you can connect to through the AARP Fraud Watch Network. That is our arm that we launched a couple of years ago to provide information about identity theft, fraud, scams, charity scams. It has up-to-date information on the recent Equifax data breach. That's aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. The other thing I would tell you, we just did two lunch and learns in Bismarck and Minot this week. Incredible attendance, incredible turnout. We got a couple others coming out. Unfortunately, the Fargo one is full right now, so you can still register and get on a wait list, but I can't guarantee you'll get in. But if we have no shows, you can certainly get on the wait list and hopefully get added. But we do a series of those presentations every year. We also have trained volunteers. You can reach out to us at aarp.org/ND, and we can certainly try and schedule a volunteer to come out and talk to you about other ways to protect yourself from identity theft or investment fraud or scams of that nature as well.
All right, a couple of minutes left here. You have some more events coming up that will help on the identity theft front with these shredding events. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so in October 21st, we're going to be in Fargo and Bismarck. We always do this twice a year where we set up a shredding event where folks in the community can bring one or two boxes of sensitive documents, and we have folks on site and partners in both Fargo and Bismarck that will shred that information in a secure shredded environment to eliminate it so that it doesn't inadvertently fall into the hands of bad people. Community service, I said, we do twice a year. We've had tremendous turnout and tremendous feedback, and so we're always trying to remind people to start thinking about it, start collecting it. There'll be more information at our aarp.org/ND website coming up in the near future, but we'll be back in Fargo and Bismarck from 8 to noon on October 21st. It's a Saturday. We know it's Bison game day for those folks that are in Fargo. Come get your stuff shredded and then head on over to the game that day as well. And for folks in Bismarck, we'll be out again 8 to noon to get documents shredded and help people protect themselves from identity theft or other scams again.
Well, the earlier you get to the Bison game, the better the tailgating is anyway.
Fair enough.
Works out just fine. All right, I love it, Josh. Thanks for doing what you do. I hope you'll take this in the spirit it's intended. AARP and What's on Your Mind working together, sort of in the spirit of Donald Trump working with Chucky Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Every once in a while, they're going to be right. See, no, it isn't that. But I do appreciate the fact that AARP does such good work in protecting seniors against these despicable scams. You know, we've talked before about other things that you're doing as well, like the education that goes to caregivers. We might not agree on everything, but we agree on a lot and appreciate what you do, Josh.
Well, we appreciate it too, Scott. And for us, it's not about party or partisanship. It's about the issue and making sure we do what's best for those 50 and older in North Dakota. And so we appreciate the chance to talk to you and your listeners as well.
Good resources. Use them when they work for you, folks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Thanks, Josh.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NVSC safety consultant Skylar Dutton discussing why employers should be concerned about the effects the drug epidemic could have on their workplace.
People don't just use recreationally on the weekends to have a good time. an addiction is an addiction, and they need that all the time. So once somebody gets to that point where it is a priority in their life to have this in their system, they've got to have it whether they're at work or not. Just knowing that it's in the workplace is scary enough. Then you start thinking about the types of jobs that people are doing, you know, working heavy machinery or in safety-sensitive functions. They can have drastic effects as far as workplace incidents go.
Prepare your employees to identify signs of drug use by enrolling them in the NVSC's Reasonable Suspicion for Supervisors course. Learn more at www.nvsc.org.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Last chance here to get a comment in at 800-228-0550. First, we want to celebrate our callers, as we do with the help of our good friends at Delta. DeltaConstructors.net is one place you can check out what I'm talking about when I tell you about how Delta gets it done for their customers. One call does it all. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry. Turnkey Well Site Solutions is where they've made their name. Call Eric today at 406-250-8151, 406-250-8151, or online at deltaconstructors.net, okay? And here's a call from yesterday's show to celebrate another one of those great callers. It was so good, it's worth playing it twice.
I don't know why all the focus is on Trump when it should be on the
Republican Party as to why they're not helping the president out. This is ridiculous, you know, that he's got to go across the aisle to make a deal with the Democrats, all because they don't want to do their job.
All right. Appreciate that call, 800-228-0550, and thank you, Delta. DeltaConstructors.net, or call Eric at 406-250-8151. Important point, too. Stephen Williston, what's on your mind?
Hello. This is I'm calling because I stopped in at a gas station this morning to get my coffee and some smokes, and they asked me for my driver's license, and then they scanned it into their computer. And I'm wondering if, you know, is there some new state regulation or something?
I've seen that before a few places. I don't know that it's a new regulation, but it, you know, if you're a merchant and you sell somebody a pack of cigarettes and they're not of age, you get a fine. So I don't know if it's individuals saying, hey, we're just going to protect ourselves here. I've seen that also with IDs at bars, same thing. So it just takes the, you know, sort of operator error out of it. You know what I mean?
Okay. What all kind of information is that store getting from my driver's license? I've been told that everything about me is on that driver's license.
Yeah, good question. I would assume that they're only verifying the date, but are they pulling other data? I don't know. I'll try and find that out. That's a good question.
It happens in Minnesota, over here in Minnesota, too. I mean, that usually if I go to the liquor store or something and buy, you know, the case of beer or something, they will take your driver's license and they'll scan it or they'll swipe it.
So we get to the point where we can't do the math and, you know, look at the date.
That happens, but to Steve's point, rather, what are they retaining, you know, out of that data? You know, I think
it's
a fair question to ask.
My guess is that it's also a way to determine that the ID is not fake and that sort of thing. So, I mean,
that's a good question. The big question is, what are they using with the? Are they keeping the data? And if so, how do they use it? Stephen, we'll make a note to do a little poking around and see what the case is there. Okay.
Yeah. See if there's new government regulations or something that's making them do it. I mean, that's just not right. I'm not, you know. If you would, I'd appreciate you checking into that, Scott. I love your show.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much. We will do that. Some texts that we have not gotten to. Sorry for the bad English. And I don't want to receive your wrath. So we'll get to him. Isn't it strange Trump takes crap for not making a comment on protests fast enough, but Heidi still hasn't condemned the Dapple protest having a pig head on a stick and crickets are chirping? I thought nonfiction books were about true things that really happened. How could Hillary say her book is nonfiction? It is bad. It's so bad. Packed with, oh my gosh. Here's another. With a picture of a radio. An old, nice, fun, but looks like operational radio. I always get a chuckle when someone on the radio says, don't touch that dial. My radio actually has a dial, or at least a turning knob. So Todd did tell the listener, you can touch it, just don't change it. That's exactly right. Don't change it, for crying out loud. Governor Burgum has ordered state agencies to fly the POW MIA flags today in honor of something we talked about at the start of the show. Glad about that. All right. Texter says, I have relatives in the Houston area, and they also say they will never donate to Red Cross again. Another texter. I need to clarify an earlier text. I would like Kevin Cramer to stay where he's at. He's doing a great job. Not that I don't like him for the Senate job, just like him doing what he's doing in the House. And you're not alone. Others say the same thing. And I think, honestly, if you've heard some of Congressman Cramer's comments, you'd maybe argue that he likes the House better in how it works in the Senate. And most swamp dwellers live to be in the Senate. You know what I mean? Another says, hey, they've been scanning licenses for years. Hey, time to get the Attorney General on your show. I don't know if about that or anything else. Good idea. We have some invites into the Attorney General, but sometimes a challenge to schedule them. But I know a lot of you want to know if anything's going to be done to sue the federal government for the dollars owed the state of North Dakota, speaking of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, for the difference between what the federal government did pay, so far about $10 million, and what Dakota Access Pipeline has contributed out of the goodness of their heart, because they're not legally obligated to do anything. They didn't do the protesting. But at least the difference to make that up. So not a bad idea. Mark in Bismarck, real quick, do you know if they keep that data for the driver's license?
No, I don't know, but to me it's the principle of the thing. What if the government asks you to carry a document written in a language that you can't read that you have to produce whenever they ask for it? Well, look at your driver's license. There it is.
Yeah, interesting point. We're going to dig into that one. Thank you very much. Jim and Fargo, didn't get to you. I'm sorry. We just plumb run out of time today. But guess what? We'll do it all over again Monday. So how about that? Thanks, folks. New York trips, Scott H. at flagfamily.com if you want info.
New York City. There's no other city like it anywhere in the world. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, host of What's on Your Mind. My wife, Maria, and I are again hosting a trip to New York City with you, our fine listeners. We've done this for several years, and we love it, showing you the sights of New York City, because really, there's something for everyone. Broadway shows, like Phantom of the Opera. Do you know that's the longest-running musical ever? It's an incredible show. Great story. There's a brand new one that's hot right now. Beautiful. The Carole King musical. You got to see that. Radio City's Christmas Spectacular featuring the Rockettes. That's just pure entertainment. We'll go to the 9/11 Memorial and Museum to observe that somber place where the attack on our soil happened. Plus, we'll go to the top of the all-new One World Observatory and see that all-new view from what used to be One World Trade Center. Good restaurant dining and so much fun. Will you join us? GroupTravelPlanners.com has the details. GroupTravelPlanners.com or call Jason 952-898-3478.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.